And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Today is the 46th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision that established the constitutional right of all American women to obtain an abortion. And while many people of differing views and goodwill continue to debate issues of reproductive freedom, here are a few facts that are beyond dispute. When Roe v. Wade was decided in January 1973, abortion except to save a woman's life was banned in nearly two-thirds of the states. Laws in most of the remaining states contained only a few additional exceptions. An estimated 1.2 million women each year resorted to illegal abortion, despite the known hazards of frightening trips to dangerous locations in strange parts of town, doctors who were often marginal or unlicensed practitioners, unsanitary conditions, incompetent treatment, infection, hemorrhage, disfiguration, and death. In other words, the decision about whether to carry a pregnancy to term is an intensely personal decision that will, ultimately, always rest with the woman whose life it most directly affects. Those who would seek to criminalize this process are deluding themselves if they think they can alter this reality. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.